Welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network as we take a look at the latest cattle on feed numbers released out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture for January. We go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, overall, what's your analysis of this report?
Well, Leslie, unfortunately, it looks like it has a negative tone to it. As we saw, on-feed and placements numbers come in higher than what the trade was looking for. Now, what we saw come out of the numbers was on-feed for January 1 came in at 100%. The trade was looking for 98.8%. December placements, 99%. The trade was looking for 94.7%. And the marketings for December, 101%. The trade was looking for 101.8%. Now, going back to our on-feed numbers, at 100%, that means that we have on feed now 10,573,000 head of cattle. This is 5.1% below what the five-year average is. Kansas was up 2%, Nebraska down 2%, and Texas was down 3% on feed versus a year ago. Now, this is the fourth lowest January on feed in the past 21 years. Now, the placement number is the most negative out of this whole report. With 99% placements, this is 1.525 million head of cattle placed, which is 8.3% lower than what the five-year average is. Kansas placements were 2% larger, Nebraska was up 1%, and Texas was down 6% versus a year ago. Now, this is the second smallest December placements of the past 20 years. It's also the second lowest placement number for 2015. Now, this also comes in as the third lowest placement of the past 34 straight months. Now, the weight breakdown of the placements showed the under 600-pound category down 14.8%, 600 to 699-pound category down 2.7%. This here is the surprising part. 700 to 799-pound category was up 6.9%, and 800-plus category was up 10% versus a year ago. December marketings, they came in at 101%, which means that we marketed 1,674,000 head of cattle, 4.2% less than what we see for the five-year average. December marketings were the fourth lowest of the past 20 years. Kansas and Nebraska both saw their marketings unchanged versus a year ago, while Texas increased by 7% compared to a year ago. Overall, we saw a negative cattle and feed report.
Tom, with this, how do you think that that's going to play into the market into next week?
Well, we got to put everything together. Keep in mind, we saw quite a trade and fair in our cattle complex this week. We saw on Wednesday new lows in live cattle and feeder cattle for the 2016 time period. Also went back and traded in, or possibly in some contracts, filled the gaps that were left to the upside in December. Now, we're also looking at the fact, after seeing that downside this week, we actually saw April live cattle, we closed higher the last 2 days, gain $4.55. March feeders gained $7.62. So we saw these markets have some recovery, but it was all technical in nature. There was not really any fundamentals out there. So it's going to be very difficult to see how this market's going to react Monday. Also keep in mind, after 1 p.m. settlement today, in that final 55 minutes of trading we saw before the cattle and feed report came out, we saw our feeder cattle shoot to the upside, making new highs on the day, with the March feeders at one point being up $5.22, taking advantage of our expanded daily limits today. And we also saw April up $4.75, May up $4.70. So they all saw new highs for the session in that final 55 minutes of trade today.
We should also talk about USDA did release a cold storage report. We've been watching that and where the stock levels have been for beef and pork and any adjustments of significance there.
Unfortunately, Leslie, things are not getting any better, especially versus a year ago. Now, if you look versus a month ago, not too much of a change. Total red meat dropped 1.4% versus a month ago, but is 12% larger than what it was a year ago. When you look at beef, it increased by 0.6% versus a month ago, and 15.6% larger than what it was a year ago. And we got to throw the pork in there too. It was 2.7% less than it was last month, but I saw an increase of 8.3% over a year ago. Now, even though these year ago numbers were large, they weren't quite as large as what the trade was looking for, but still there's nothing friendly there. Leslie, I'm unfortunately afraid we could see downside on the opening at 9:05 Monday morning.
Okay, we've been joined by Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. And Tom, for more reaction or more insight on this and trading, how can people reach you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom Leffler there providing our analysis of the latest cattle on feed numbers and also the latest cold storage numbers out from USDA. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.